while each one of you is being tested, being tossed and mixed, and kneaded and rolled out. By the different phases of the pandemics that you've been going through, you have never been left alone. Those souls that agreed to walk this path with you, from the day you were conceived and before that, until now and until you go home, are still there. Those of your earth family and friends who have gone on before you are still there, close beside you, encouraging you, giving you strength, giving you insights, and helping you through all the different ingredients that this time that lasted longer than any of you ever thought it would. They have always been there, and they will be with you, each one of you, until you go home, no matter what is happening in your life. So many on your earth are tired, frustrated, anxious, afraid. Many are feeling isolated and lonely, but afraid to leave their homes or their place of living. And yet, if they only knew, when they are feeling their most fearful or the saddest, they are surrounded by people. It is important for you to understand that your mind can affect the way we can connect with you. If you are focusing on fear and negativity, it tightens the energy around you. It makes it difficult for us to get close into your thoughts. It makes it difficult for you to feel our presence. It is as if your soul curls up in a tight ball of self-protection. But when you relax, when you sincerely send out a thought, "Dear God, help me," or "Mom," or "Dad," or whatever person you call on, "Please come close to me. Please help me." When you open from your heart center, your whole energy field loosens. It allows us to come closer, and allows you to feel us, to sense us, maybe see us. We will do what we can to make our presence known to you. But the invitation needs to come from you, for you to open us up and be receptive. Each one of the mediums that works needs to open up and invite their workers close, and invite the loved ones of those who come to see them to come close. It couldn't happen if they were locked up in fear. It requires love. The bond that links everyone is love. The bond that links you with your spirit workers and your family is love. And love is energetic. It's fluid, it's open, it's filled with light. It gives you motivation, it gives you comfort and energy, and peace and courage to move forward. If each day you would take a moment and remind yourself, you were created by love. You were created by God to experience a mixture of experiences on earth, so that when you get home, you're an absolutely delicious biscuit. Think of all the different ways you make things. And once you've done it by the book, many of you will cook like your mothers. Throw a handful of this and a little bit of that, and a dash of this and a pinch of that. Throw it in the oven and it comes out beautifully. Not necessarily planned, because they looked in the cupboard and this week this is what they had. Or some neighbor dropped by and it's like, I've got to make supper last, expand, so they throw in another potato or carrot or something like that, and it's still delicious. It wasn't planned, but it was being flexible, and it was being done with love to care for another human being. Well, that's how God looks after each one of you. You were given free will. You were given a plan. But with free will and a plan, you know what happens. Sometimes you don't follow the plan. Something catches your eye, or somebody persuades you to do something, or you go down a road that you hadn't been down before and didn't know it was there and ran into trouble. But you are still connected to God. And when you open your heart and your mind and say, God help me, I don't know what to do now, please. And then somehow or other a solution is presented to you. If you should choose to follow it, you still have free will. So sometimes your biscuits get a little tough because you ignore that one ingredient. But you, your soul remains beautiful. The essence of you that is connected to God, that is really a little bit of God, always remains love. And always, when you take the time to open up, can be aware of God. You'll need to be aware of this in your own way, because you're unique. And it will be in a way that is comfortable for you most of the time. Sometimes it's not. But sometimes you need a little discomfort to move, to think out of the box, to make a change. So the rug might be pulled out from underneath you. You don't have control of what is happening. That's a huge lesson being learned on earth right now. But when you get past your fear of the moment and take a deep breath and say, God, please help me. Help me to be wise and kind and compassionate and to let go fear. Fear of the unknown, and just put my hand in yours and walk forward in trust. You will find you can sense or see or feel in some way a little bit lighter. A thought will come into your mind, someone will phone, you'll read something that jumps out at you. And you will recognize that you're at home in God and all will be well. Perhaps not the biscuit you thought it was going to be. But as was said in the reading, something much better. So go forward in trust, in kindness, in love. And don't forget to invite those who love you in spirit and God, the infinite. infinite creator to come and join you in your life.